Welcome to Meet the People of MCB with Beverly Cascaden and Chip Haley, sponsored by the Missouri Council of the Blind. Let's get to it with this week's interview. Hello and welcome, everyone, to a very special edition of Meet the People of MCB. I'm Chip Haley.
And I'm Beverly Cascaden.
And I'm Linda Gerken, the current vice president that I've just been appointed to.
All right. Well, welcome, ladies. We're going to have fun today here on Meet the People of MCB. What we're going to do, we're going to start with you, Bev. Talk to us a little bit about summer camp. What's been going on with summer camp?
Oh, there is always something going on with summer camp. We have finished 2 week-long sessions, one in June and one in the first part of August. And we're going to be going into the weekend here of August 24th through the 27th. And it's always a special time to get back and see friends and meet new friends. And I love it when we have new individuals coming to camp and their first time and seeing how much they enjoy it. So I hope we get a chance to interview one of those individuals sometime.
Oh, that would be great. I'd love to be able to do that. It's always exciting for people who are new to the organization to go to summer camp for the first time. I remember my first time going to camp, and I loved it. Mm-hmm. I just thoroughly enjoyed it so very, very much. And we hear that a lot. You actually had quite an exciting time this early August there at Cobblestone, didn't you?
I did, but I think it was more exciting or eventful for Shirley Ritter and Wendell Wilcox and the owner, Lee Layton, when the storm came up and a tree fell down on the cabin where Shirley and Wendell were in. And whoo, that was a little bit of an excitement, but all is well, and it turned out okay. No one got hurt. And that's the important thing. No one got hurt.
Oh, yeah. Because from time to time over the years, different individuals have sustained an injury. There's been a number of them that had, but you're right. It's very fortunate that nobody was hurt. About what time of night did that happen?
Midnight.
Oh, wow.
In the middle of the night.
Wow. That would really jerk the slack out of your strength. Something like that happened to you.
Yes, when it falls on the roof and you, okay, what was that? I think it was a little bigger than a squirrel running across the
roof.
Yeah,
right. Yeah. Oh, my goodness. Yeah. Okay, so Linda, let's turn over to you. Tell us, talk to us about how things are going for you now that you are MCB Vice President. What's it been like for you just since you've taken over that office?
Well, let me tell you, our president can keep someone really busy, and he's an outstanding president because he loves to delegate. If he calls, be ready to say, how can I help you? Because there could be something that he's going to ask you to do, which I love. That is why I accepted vice president, and I am willing to help him in anything he needs to do. I think he pretty well knows my strengths, which is talking, because a lot of the times it'll be, hey, can you call whoever, discuss the committee of something that we may want them to join a certain committee. And I thoroughly enjoy calling all of the different people in MCB because I don't normally would get a chance to talk to them. So getting little assignments of, can you call this person, or I will send you a list, can you call these people? That's outstanding. And hearing what different committees are doing. There are a lot of committees in MCB doing a whole lot of different stuff. And when you are vice president, you get to actually hear the inner workings of a lot of these committees.
Yeah.
Not that I sit on all of the committees. I'm just saying I get to hear a lot of what the different committees are doing. One of them is Roger with PR. And if we can keep up with him, we're going to be going on a run.
Oh, he has so many
outstanding new ideas, and he's doing a great job. He's only had about a month, I guess, but he's really doing a great job. So being vice president is wonderful. I am thoroughly enjoying it. Looking forward to running in October to do the 1 year to finish out Chip's unexpired term. Excuse me. And it has been fun. A lot of work, a little bit of time, but a whole lot of fun.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you said, I know your strengths. And I'm thinking, yeah, I know your strengths. Stirring up dust and causing trouble. Is that right?
You got it.
And you know what? When Chip needs some filler for Meet the People, he knows to turn to us because he knows we can talk, Linda.
Is that what it is? Yeah. Okay. He also knows not to ask me to write a 3-page letter or something. If I write 4 sentences, I've written quite a long speech. So, yeah, he knows both of our strengths, I think, does. And which to be in office and of these higher offices, you need to know your people and you need to know what they can and are not as good doing.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I love it when I get to call people and I say, can you do? And if they will honestly tell me, no, I would rather not. I really appreciate that. I would rather you be honest and say, I can't, or, hey, I really like that. I would like to help you do that. Be honest with sure. Chip or me or whoever calls. Being honest is what you can or cannot do is what makes the circle go round and everything work together.
Yeah, so. You bet. So talk to us a little bit about, you are the chair of Youth Services. Talk to us about that.
Oh, that's great too. And yeah, I deal with a little bit of camp too, except it's not quite like Bev's camp because my kids go to Alpha Point, which there are 3 camps there. Boy Scout camp, Girl Scout camp, church camp. Oh, there's so many different camps. Any camp that your child can dream of that they think they want to try, MCB supports them. We're about through with all of the camps for the season now. So any of you parents out there or teachers who have a blind student, it makes no difference what they need as long as it's an educational toy. Educational item. I should not say toy. An educational item. Talking crayons is not a toy. It is an actual item that helps little preschoolers or little ones with learning names of different colors or whatever, up to scientific talking calculators. I don't even want to go to that. That's not my line of stuff. But when a junior, senior in high school says, I need something technical, then, yeah, MCB tries to help them. So I am waiting for more teachers, more parents to send in more applications saying, my student needs whichever, whatever, and my committee will try to get right on it so that they can start the year going, because in about 2 weeks school starts. So any of you parents, please let us know, get a hold of the office, they will send you an application and we will get your child whatever the educational item they need.
Well, you know, both of you do such a wonderful job in your respective positions. Of course, you just said, Linda, as your vice president, Bev, you're one of the directors, one of the 3 directors. But your position, Bev, as summer camp chair, and Linda, as you just stated, youth services and youth camp chair. But we've got a lot of committee chairs that are really doing a great job. You mentioned Roger Jewell doing PR as well as policy committee chair. There are others that are chairing a committee. I think of Robin Wallen doing transportation. And then so many others, Joe Dobbs doing special services. We've got a lot of great committee chairs that have really worked so hard in making those different committees a success. Would either one of you like to comment about some of the work some of the committee chairs are doing?
Sure, I will. Jode Morgan has done an outstanding job. He's run out of money. Now, that's, and my opinion, that is good because he's buying adaptive technology items for us MCB members or non-members that are blind. I think that's wonderful. And Brandy has 6-7 weeks left, and she's pulling convention together and getting it ready to have a really neat convention coming up for this year. Okay, Bev, I took your two cents right now. What do you want to go with?
Well, there are so many, like you said, and we've got some very active individuals that are willing to step up and chair these areas. If it's from adaptive technology to youth services, I'm going A to Y, you know, on that. But we do, and that's what makes me so proud of MCB too, that we are doing everything we can to reach out to our members, or even, you don't even have to be a member, legally blind individuals of Missouri, that we've got all these programs that a lot of places don't have. So I'm very proud of Missouri Council of the Blind.
You bet. You know, Linda, you mentioned Brandy Jones being the chair of the convention committee. We had a meeting just recently here this week, and I thought it was a very productive meeting. And as you just said, both of you, we are just so looking forward to our upcoming MCB State Convention to be held in Springfield at the DoubleTree Hotel. So I'm excited about it. Things are coming together. It's really looking very, very promising. And so, ladies and gentlemen, if you're planning on being there in attendance, boy, we want to welcome you. We're looking for a fabulous time. Those of you who cannot be there in attendance, you'll still be able to listen in because we will be streaming the convention, so you'll be able to listen in. So however you are able to participate, we want you to know we really do appreciate it. As both you, Linda and Bev, have just stated, we've got so many good committee chairs. They're really doing a terrific job, and we want them to know how much we really appreciate it. And let me just throw in here, I sent out an email to all of the affiliate and special interest affiliate presidents. If you know anyone that would like to be either a member of any of our committees or would even like to chair a committee, please either reach out to me, Chip Haley, at 417-540-9703, or my email, chiphaley52@gmail.com. You can also reach out to Linda, our vice president. Linda, would you like to give your contact information?
My contact information is Linda Gerken. My phone number is 660-826-1690. And you can either send it vp@moblind.org or Linda, G-L-I-N-D-A-G, at highland.net. And I'm
very good. Yeah.
More than happy to get any information from anyone.
Yeah, so affiliate, special interest affiliate presidents, if you're listening to this podcast, please let some of your members know that we are seeking individuals to either chair or be members of some of these committees that we have. We're going to be making some changes coming up. So please either notify myself or Linda Gerken. We'd really appreciate it. I tell you what, let's talk a little bit about the work that our brand new office manager and office clerk, Selita White and Donna Wheatlick, are doing in the office. I really love, I mean, I seriously love working with both Selita and Donna. The work that they're doing, they are getting things done. It's really surprising some of the things that they've been able to get done in just this short amount of time. I received an email again from Donna Wheatlick today about the Braille embosser. Initially, they thought they were only going to be able to Braille out 5 pages at a time. She discovered she can do 15 pages at a time. Mm-hmm. So it's just excellent work that both Selita and Donna are doing. And Selita has just, like, it's almost unbelievable how she has taken the bull by the horn and been able to accomplish so much in just that short amount of time. And the thing I love about both of them working together, they work very well together. There's no drama going on in the office. Things have really quieted down, and I can't tell you how much I appreciate that. And I have to attribute that to both Salita and Donna. So I'm going to turn to you, Bev. You have any comments you would like to make about the work that Salita and Donna are doing?
Well, I haven't received the check from Salita yet in the mail. But yes, I knew those two would be a good team, and they know MCB already. And to think about it, as office manager, Salita only had 2 hours of training. Can you imagine stepping into a job like that with only 2 hours of training?
Amazing.
And she is doing fabulous with that. And Donna, she just takes a bull by the horn and runs with it too. And it's nice to call the office and have a friendly voice there. And if they don't have the answer right then, they'll get it for you. So we are very blessed to have Salita and Donna in the office.
Oh, yeah. I consider them both really a godsend. So, yeah. How about you, Linda?
I was thinking some of the same things Beth said. If you ever call the office, you always hear a smile with the good morning, MCB, or however they answer. I don't remember. But they both answer very, very happy, ready to do whatever you need. And Salita had an outstanding first, I don't know if it was the first or second day, her windshield got broke at work with the front of the building, the porch.
The awning, awning.
Yeah, she had quite a bang up day within the first week. I'm not really sure, I don't remember which day. But it was like, whoa. And she came back. I know. So, yes, they have been doing an outstanding job. I've not called it. I did not get an answer either at that point or within as soon as they could find it out. So I'm very happy with them.
Oh, I am too. I am too. Again, because both Salita and Donna, we just cannot express enough our appreciation for all the work that they've been doing. So, Donna, Salita, if you're listening to this podcast, thank you so very, very much. And I know how much you guys realize how much we love and appreciate all the things that you're doing, the work that you're doing. So, thank you. Okay, let's talk a little bit about our upcoming state convention. We've talked a little bit about it. We've touched on it. I tell you, things are coming together so well. We've got, as you mentioned, Brandy Jones, Jesuita, Patrick Patton with Agape, the three of us, as well as Susan Sanderson, Wanda Lentz. We want to bring in some other people. We want to get Roger Jewell involved with us doing the PR. We've got some really exciting things that's going to be happening at this year's 2023 MCB State Convention, the 67th annual state convention of our organization. I tell you, I'm just so looking forward to it. It's going to be a lot of fun. It's a lot of work has gone into it already, but we've got some things planned that we've never done before that I'm really looking for. And we've got speakers already confirmed, looking forward to some of the speakers that we're going to have. So I'm excited about it. How about you, Beth?
The entertainment. Did you all know Chip's going to be singing and Linda and I will be his backup singers? We're the doo-wop girls. Now, if that doesn't get people to, oh dear, they might run away. But you never know. And it is good to have different ideas in there and new blood and have the attendance go up each year. So I love it. I love it. I look forward to October every year and in our convention.
And so you're now the president of ATI. And tell us who your special speaker is going to be this year.
Oh, gosh. there again, we have got a special friend with Vince from NanoPack, and he's going to be our speaker at our meeting Friday evening. And we will have door prizes there and election of officers. Oh, there's just so much going on. I'm getting tired thinking about it. You know, it's all going to come together.
Yeah.
And like you said, we kind of did this sporadically here at the, I can't say last minute, but like you said, there were so many changes that we had to improvise a bit, and it'll all work. It does. It's like what I say with summer camp. Okay, it's scheduled to rain the whole time, but we have fun no matter what.
Yeah, you know? Yeah,
so
yeah.
It'll be good.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Real good. Oh, yeah. How about you, Linda? What kind of things can you share with us about what's going to be happening at this year's MCB State Convention?
When you come about 4 o'clock Thursday, wear your running shoes. I think they have scheduled a time to eat an evening meal before the board meeting, and I think I heard Salita mention we could have a potty break at 3 o'clock one day. So be prepared. It sounds like, well, is that not what she said the other day?
Just one day.
It sounds like we are running and meeting right after meeting, and starting Friday, I think MCCOV has got election of officers. Bev just said ATI has an election of officers. I think Library Users has an election of a few officers. I honestly don't know about Braille Revival League, but, and then of course, MCB has got a major election of several offices, but there's a lot going on, and be prepared and stay awake and be listening for the door prize. Because if leave, you don't get the door prize.
That's right. So, that is right. That is right.
And I think I have heard rumors. I'm not sure. So consider it's just coming from me who doesn't know a lot. I think I've heard rumor we're going to do a white cane walk somewhere. So inside, outside, it may depend on rain or sunshine. And I'm not sure what time or when. Whenever you get your agenda, just read from the first line to the last line, because there's a lot of things going to be thrown in the middle.
Yeah. We're hoping that the white cane walk, we're going to walk around outside, hopefully around the Doubletree Hotel, just to draw some attention to awareness about the organization, about those of us. And even if you're not a white cane user, maybe you're a guide dog user, that's fine as well. Or if you just simply want to get out and exercise with us, walk around the building. It's going to be fun. I'm looking forward to that. So it's going to be just an awesome, it's going to be really a great time. Really looking forward to it. I also want to just kind of throw this in. I have reached out to the Springfield Cardinals organization, spoke to a gentleman who does the television broadcasting of the Springfield Cardinals. His name is Scott Bales, and that's B-A-I-L-E-S. He has graciously consented to come and speak to us on Friday afternoon. So looking forward to what he has to say. So that just kind of gives you a little bit of an idea of the speakers that we have lined up. So again, it's going to be an exciting time. We're really looking forward to it. It's going to be a fun time. That's what we want. So hope everybody can make it. It's going to be important. Linda, you mentioned about some important elections coming up. So I want to make this announcement. On September the 16th, 2023, at 2 p.m., we'll be using Zoom. We will be having a candidates forum. The candidates forum will consist of vice president, secretary, treasurer, and PR. Those four. Then on September the 23rd at 2 p.m., same time, still using the Zoom platform, we will have a candidates forum for the three directors. So if you're interested, thinking about running for any one of these positions, please make note, September the 16th, which is a Saturday at 2 p.m., We will be having a candidates forum again for vice president, MCB state secretary, treasurer, and PR. Then the following week, it will be for the three directors. So you might want to jot that down somewhere so that you'll be able to jog your memory. Looking forward to that. Bev, you like to share anything about either one of those candidates forum?
Well, I better put that on my calendar too, because I'm hoping to run for a second term for director. And I've enjoyed being a part of the MCB board, and you learn so much on the structure and the operations of Missouri Council. And it's just a very well-run board, but it takes a team. It takes all of us to work together and do our research, read all the information before we vote on issues, and hopefully we're doing what's best for Missouri Council and its members. So I'm looking forward to that too.
Yeah, you bet. How about you, Linda?
I'm looking forward to it also. I will be wanting to make sure I have the right dates down also. And yes, to take and fill out a one-year term will be great. I'm looking forward to that too.
Well, you know, Bev, you mentioned about the work. Let's talk a little bit about the work that our board has done. I sometimes don't think they really get the credit that they really do deserve. I mean, over the last couple of years, what the things that have come up, some of the challenges that the board has had to deal with and face. I mean, I really do love having Debbie Sanders as our newly elected or appointed and approved secretary. Mm-hmm. The work that she just simply been able to step in and do. And then, as I mentioned, I really appreciate Linda as my vice president. And then for the rest of the board, we've got some really terrific people. They're putting forth a lot of energy. They put into a lot of thought to what's coming up, what we're discussing. I can't, every single one of our board members, I want you to know how much I value your contribution to this organization. So how about you, Bev? You kind of touched on it already.
I agree with you, Chip, and it is, it takes all of us working together, and we need to be open-minded to listen to other ideas and thoughts. So when we get all the information that we need to make these decisions that affect Missouri Council, we need to be open to that. And like I said, doing your research ahead of time. I tell you what, even just sitting on a strategic planning committee, I have reached out to other individuals who I can gain information from them and bring it back to that committee also. And then our committee chairman, Janelle Morris, has done such an excellent job of addressing the board with the information that she has received from our committee. So we all work together, and that's what it takes as a team.
You bet. You bet. How about you, Linda?
The one thing, there is no I in the word team. You have to all work together. Mm-hmm. And sometimes getting five or six different ideas and pieces and parts of different ones comes together with a whole different idea, but a different idea that would work better than individually any one idea that any of us have had. So we have a good working board now.
We sure do. We really do. You know, ladies and gentlemen, I know sometimes our membership doesn't quite always agree with the decisions that the board makes, but we try to do our very best and to take into account with the information that we have at hand and try to make the best decision that we can, what's best for the organization. But if you may question any decision that we may make, I ask you, I'm always open. You can either give me a call. I gave you my phone number. You can either email me. I would be more than happy to answer any questions that you might have. But let me also say, that's why we have the board that we do. If your affiliate board rep is not providing you that information, please let us know. But I'm confident that the board that we have in place right now can answer most of the questions that you might have. So if you may disagree with the decision that the board may have made, and you can reach out to your board representative and ask them, how did you get to that conclusion? Why was that decision made? And if they can't answer it for you, either myself or Linda or one of our other executive board officers or any of the three directors, which again is Bev Cascaden, Anna Schell, and Wanda Matlock, either one of the three directors or anyone on our board. If you're a member at large and you don't have a board rep like the affiliates do, again, that's why we have the three directors. If you're a member at large, you got questions, one of the three directors can answer your questions. So I would encourage you at any time, if you've got questions or comments that you would like to make about the direction that we're headed, because we want to be a membership-driven organization. That's what we're supposed to be about. We are a democratic organization. Then please reach out to either myself, Linda Gerken, to any of the other executive board officers, the three directors, or anyone else on our board. I'm going to turn to you, Linda. Any further comments about that?
Yes, I will make one comment. I represent Blinders Central Missouri. So I take everything the board does to my affiliate and I ask them their opinion. If I don't agree with what my affiliate says, I vote the way my affiliate instructs me to vote. And I've heard other members on the board say, I don't know that I agree, but my affiliate has expressed their opinion this way. I may be one vote on the board, but I carry the vote of 40 plus from my affiliate. So just because I vote yes or no, it is my affiliate's opinion on how I vote. I know we are only 16 votes or whatever we are, but as you hear us vote sometimes, don't forget we are voting the opinions of our affiliate. And I've heard other members of the board say, I'm not sure, but my affiliate has instructed me the way they see it, they would like to vote, however. And our board right now listens to their affiliates. So as you hear us vote sometimes, think we are coming from our affiliate's opinion. So just because I vote yes or no, I'm also voting for 40 other members. So, and I think all of the people on the board right now do that with their affiliates. So,
oh yeah, you're right. And I loved you saying that and sharing that with us because that's so important. And I'm glad, really glad to hear you talk about that. How about you, Beth?
And yes, and I want to say too, we don't all agree on everything at the same time. And that's why we take it down to a vote, the democratic way of making that decision. And if I don't agree with a vote went, you know, you just go along with it. And, okay, we'll try to make this work. And so, and it usually does work out in the end, not always, but we can go back and look at things over again. And I love the democracy, and we don't get mad at each other. How come you voted that way? You know, and it's, you got to show respect to each other.
You bet. You
and
bet.
I think we've got that.
Yeah. I love that because we, the respect, the trust. We had a situation, ladies and gentlemen, where we had one board member voted opposite to the rest of the way the board voted. I love that. Mm-hmm. This individual stood up, voted the way she felt like her affiliate wanted her to vote. And that was the true way of being a good board representative. So that's what it's all about. A leeway into what I want to talk about next. And that's our Friday afternoon, what we now call MCB board office hours. Every Friday afternoon at 2:00, I tell you, Bev, you, Linda, Wanda, Anna, Shell, Jack, different ones of our board, Debbie Sanders, different ones on our board that has moderated the MCB board office hour. Every single one of you, oh man, wow, you all of you did just a tremendous, fabulous job. And so again, I commend you. Talk to me a little bit, Linda, about what the Friday afternoon MCB board office hours means to you and what it can mean to other affiliate, special interest affiliate presidents, as well as many of our board members.
Definitely beyond the 2 o'clock phone call, you might be surprised at who's moderating it. And since there is a variety of us moderating it, you get a variety of ways that it is done. And it teaches all of us a little bit of leadership. Not all of us have all had to conduct meetings. If we are on the board or if we are president, we should have learned how to conduct meetings. But moderating something like this, it gives you a different taste of stuff. And the amount of information you get each week is unreal. No matter who is moderating it, I guarantee you will learn something that you did not know, either about MCB, about a program, about something MCB does or has done or is planning to do. The 2 o'clock phone call just is packed with information. Plus, it gives all of us a little chance to be the moderator and learn how to be a better leader.
I agree with you 100%. I tell you, the guy that I just love him like a brother. He's our membership committee chair, Patrick Patton, also president of Agape. The time that he came on and shared with us, oh wow, I mean, stuff that he's doing. I just appreciated everything that he had to say and the work that he's doing. And you know, he was so open to people's suggestions and comments. You know, he wasn't like defensive about it. I just appreciate that, how open and honest he was in getting ideas that afternoon that he was on talking to us about membership. Oh, do you talk about teamwork, working together, Bev? That was a prime example right there, what Patrick displayed that afternoon.
I would love to hear part two from Patrick, you know, because he did have so many ideas and he kept our interest there. And yep, he is a natural leader. I think he's going to go far.
Yes, so he is. Yes, he
we'll
is.
We'll bring him back sometime.
Oh, you bet. And he and his wife, Treva, and the entire affiliate Agape are working extremely hard and making this a very memorable, fun, exciting, informative state convention that we're going to be having this year there in Springfield. So again, you talk about a teamwork. It's the convention committee. It's the affiliate, Agape, who is, again, hosting this year's convention with a leader like Patrick, his lovely wife, Treva, and the entire Agape affiliate. And you, ladies and gentlemen, members of this organization, really making this happen, making it all come together. So really looking forward to it. Well, I tell you what, we don't have a whole lot of time left. So, Bev, any closing thoughts that you would like to share with us?
Well, there are just so many aspects of Missouri Council. It's hard to pin down to one, but I love the camaraderie that there is with Missouri Council, seeing the people at camp all coming together and getting to know each other a little bit more. Again, calling on Friday afternoon calls and hearing what we all have to say and how everyone's doing, staying in touch with each other. You know, that means a lot. And I hope to get more on my peer support call the third Monday
of each month
at 7 p.m.
Yeah, talk to us about that. So, yeah, go ahead. Tell us more about that.
Oh, my goodness. We come up with different topics, and some of them can be where you can just laugh, and others that are very thought-provoking, but you always are able to share your ideas and thoughts with others and how you handle different situations. I started that based on one of our St. Charles Council members that was having trouble with just dealing with the general public because she was low vision. And sometimes low vision people get lost in the cracks, you know, so I wanted to help her as much as possible. And then it's just blossomed from there with different topics. One I did was called, is there help, help or too much? Is there too much help sometimes, you know? And so I let everybody have a chance to express their opinions on that. We're going to have a couple coming up. I'm going to do the August one. Is, do you feel like you fit? You know, being blind and out in the public and, you know, how other people treat you as a blind individual and how do you react to that also. So that will be interesting. And we're going to talk about upcoming on do you ever feel down, you know, with because of your vision loss? There again, hopefully we'll be able to give some inspirational ideas and help. That's what we're here for. And I love the new motto that we have that Roger's come up with. You know, we're here to help you succeed. And that's what it's all about. We're reaching out and helping each other.
Now, that is the third Monday of the month?
The third Monday of the month at 7 p.m. at our conference line, 206-806-9756.
Very, very, very good. All right. And that's the same number, ladies and gentlemen. The MCB conference line, 206-806-9756 for our Friday afternoon MCB board office hours at 2 o'clock. So use that same number when you call in. We would love to have you. We would welcome you. Also, before I turn it to Linda, I also want to put a plug in for our member of the month committee chair, Wanda Matlock. She's always eager, looking forward to people sending in a candidate for member of the month. This is so important. We want to reward individuals who oftentimes don't get the credit that they deserve. They work so hard behind the scenes. They're not doing it to gain a reward. They just simply do it because they have a servant's heart. They want to serve people. They want people to enjoy their affiliate or what's going on. So we appreciate these individuals who oftentimes really don't get the credit that they deserve. So if you know someone that works very hard for the organization, blind, sighted, it really doesn't matter, please contact Wanda Matlock. She's doing a terrific job. I tell you, I talked to Wanda. You can tell it. Her heart's in this thing. She feels for these people. She wants these people to be recognized. That's not what the reason why these individuals do what they do, but they still need to be rewarded and need to be recognized. And I can tell Wanda really has a heart for these people. So ladies and gentlemen, if you know somebody that you would like for Bev and I to interview here on Meet the People of MCB, you can have them give me a call, Chip Haley, at 417-540-9703.
Or Beverly Cascaden at 636-561-6947.
Let me ask you, Linda, in closing, any closing thoughts that you would like to share?
I think this was a good idea for us to tell everyone in MCB what all is going on. Thank you for inviting me. And please, if you would like to call me, if Chip's phone is busy because it is a lot, feel free to call me at 660-826-1690. And thank you for asking me to join you all.
Yeah. And you can call Linda at any time, day or night. Right, Linda?
Yes, that is right. The phone is beside the bed.
All right. Well, thank you, Linda, so much. Thank you, Bev. I appreciate it. I hope all of our listeners that listen to these podcasts, you enjoyed this one today. So thank you so much. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for listening. And again, enjoy your week, and God bless everybody. Bye-bye for now.
Thank you, Chip. Goodbye.